prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we will be performing the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment with my co-host Rob Regish. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Brian McFarland to talk about how natural cocoa can actually prevent and possibly reverse heart disease. But don't run out and buy those Hershey bars just yet. There's more to this story. Just a reminder that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American EFX and All American Pharmaceuticals. Check them out. Go to the website, superhumanradio.com. Rob Regish just messaged me. Hey, Rob. Yes, yeah. That was not only Eddie Robertson, the bodybuilder. That interview was done from 2006. That was also LG Dupree, who was my co-host when I first started doing the show at Clear Channel, who passed away a few years ago. And it was such a joy to hear his voice again. That's the beauty of radio and podcasts. I'll be dead for decades, and people will still be able to hear my voice. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, ditto for me with Rhabdo.
Yeah, everybody will know about your Rhabdo stories.
You never know when Rhabdo Rob's going to check out, but his podcast will be around for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, how are you, Rob? Speaking of Rhabdo, how's the recovery coming?
Recovery's coming well. I'm still a couple of weeks out from going in and getting tested, but you know, slow and steady wins this race.
Absolutely. Staying alive is the key here. Let's face it, the reason we do this is as part of our longevity prescription. What good is exercise if it's potentially shortening your life? On that Amen. Note, what's going on with your products? Don't you still have a special offer on Tranquilogen right now?
Yeah, until the end of the month, we are offering the deepest discount yet on a fantastic little adaptogen that both refreshes and rejuvenates what chronic stress depletes, and that's Tranquilogen. So for those interested, CoachRobRegish.com, if you click through until you're on the order page and you enter 20% off TQ in the voucher section of the secure order form, that gets you 20% off your order, no limit on the number of bottles and free shipping in the continental U.S. And for everybody listening out there that's international, we haven't forgotten you. We'll take 20% off your shipping, too. So
now just to be clear, they won't see that discount immediately in their shopping cart. Is that correct, or have you changed that now?
No. The 20% discount is applied right when the order is hand processed by the mass team.
So don't freak out at the shopping cart and go, man, I got robbed. I didn't get my 20%. You will get it. It's at the time that you're actually going to be processed, right?
You got it, man. You got it. Excellent point. Thanks for helping me make it.
I am a team member here, Rob Regish, and you are my commandant. Okay. The first question comes from Albert Woody. He said, bodybuilding.com mentions Vitex Chaseberry for men. Do you agree? Also, what is better, powder or tincture for an herb? Thanks. I only thought you took Vitex when progesterone levels were an issue, when you were using highly progestogenic drugs.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting story. Vitex was traditionally used to alleviate symptoms of PMS. But Vitex for bodybuilders, on the other hand, was first popularized over a decade ago by Bruce Neller, who wrote under the pen name Brock Strasser for T-Nation. The product's name was simply M, his product, and Vitex, though, was its centerpiece ingredient. It was positioned as an anti-estrogen and test booster. The available data on it suggests an anti-estrogen effect and decreased prolactin levels in men.
That's why guys who use Tren used Vitex, because Tren increased prolactin. Some people were susceptible to prolactin levels and actually got gynecomastia from that as opposed to estrogen.
And that's a great example of a supplement helping a drug.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So other studies done in 93 and 97 corroborate those findings, anti-estrogen and decreased prolactin. You don't want prolactin too high because it'll decrease testosterone. And beyond this, the claims for Vitex range from stimulating greater luteinizing hormone activity to an uptick in responsiveness to, of testicles, et cetera, et cetera. The dosage, though, is where things get tricky. So in, as an example, in one study done in 96, they found people taking 120 milligrams and 240 milligrams increased prolactin. In the men that were taking 480 milligrams, though, a day, it decreased it. So it's not one of those double the dose, hope for the most products. I'm going to be honest here and say I tried this way back when and I wasn't impressed. Now, it is true that I'm not prone to estrogenic sides in the first place, but beyond that, I didn't feel any measurable test increase, right? Now, I should have run labs, but I did that on everything I took, and I couldn't afford this computer if I tested everything. With respect to your question about powders, tincture, or herb, I would opt for the encapsulated herb, and especially so in this case, right? Given the dosage is so critical. It's too easy to make a mistake when you're eyeballing the powder or this tincture. Here's the bottom line. If you're going to run this stuff, take careful note of the dosage. You want at least, okay, at least 240 milligrams a day. Because, you know, double that dose, I think it was, it'll work against you. If you're running labs and are open to it, I'd love to have a before and after look at estrogen, luteinizing hormone, and both free and total test. I'm betting it would benefit a lot of listeners.
Yeah. And one other thing, hyperprolactinemia is a very, very dangerous disorder that actually mimics Parkinson's-like symptoms. There are people out there who are displaying Parkinson's, or what they call Parkinsonia. They actually may have very, very elevated prolactin levels. This is why a really, really good endocrinologist is so valuable in the medical profession. Eric Melman says, Rob and Carl were recently talking about age-related appropriate training. I'm 35. Does that exclude me from trying to gain weight? I want to get bigger. Dude, you don't have to worry about age-related training until you hit 50. You got a long way to go. Currently training to improve endurance, strength, and body composition, but I would like to use Rob's weight gain drink eventually to push for a body weight of 200 plus pounds. Currently at 5'10", around 185. Thanks and love all the advice.
Okay. In almost 3 years of doing this show, I am shocked nobody's asked this question because it's that good. So it's important I get this right because given your age, Eric, the game has changed somewhat in some respects. The answer to your question, though, is an unequivocal no to the 35 thing. Reaching age 35 or any age really doesn't exclude you from trying to gain weight. In fact, it's an excellent idea to continue to build lean body mass because of sarcopenia, which is the age-related loss of muscle tissue. That starts, by the way, in your 30s. So I'm a big fan of the best defense is a strong offense, which is what we got going on here. The danger in doing this is what I call fallback, meaning the trainee tends to fall back on the strategy he used so successfully at age 25. The goal doesn't change, but the actions taken to accomplish your goal must change. Here are a couple of examples. First thing to consider is optimizing your hormone levels. Healthy test and vitamin D levels make everything easier.
By the way, by the way, Primal D is back in stock. Just the plug.
Oh,
there.
good deal. I didn't know it, but there's your plug. In particular, growing new muscle. Heavily dependent on both. Therefore, you want to get tested, and if you're low, rectify tests with HRT or transdermal DHEA if you can't get it, and Primal D for any D deficiencies. It is obvious that low tests will hurt you, but not so well known, right, that a vitamin D deficiency will. In fact, I looked it up, and there was a meta study published in the Journal of Sciences and Medicine and Sport found that, and I'm quoting their findings, vitamin D3 supplementation improves upper and lower limb muscle strength in a healthy adult, athletic and non-athletic populations between the ages of 18 and 40. With the hormonal table set now then, we turn our attention to training. You need to pull the trigger to put muscle growth into motion, and there's no finer bullet than Staley's escalating density training, in my opinion. It's safer than just jacking up your one rep max, right? And it has the requisite amount of mechanical overload to get the job done. You know, other quality training systems are Staley's lesser known, but no less effective, Stack 10 training, as well as the time-honored 5x5 protocol. Cardio, of course, in the form of both HIIT and lifts on your off days. All right, now next, we get to diet. Gone are the days of constant overfeeding and extended bulking phases. In its place, you'd be much better served to practice caloric zigzags. I would consider rotating days of 120% of your maintenance calories with days of 100%, keeping a 70% of maintenance day in reserve. Training days should be 120% if you want to strive to get it, right? You want to strive to get at least that extra 20% within the 2 hours post-workout. The frequency of such days, however, should be dictated, right, by your strength increases and the tape measure. Strength gain should be small but consistent from workout to workout. If not, then it's time to switch to training program. That's number one. On the tape measure, it's real simple. If it's making bigger circles around your arms, chest, and quads, right, while your waist stays the same, keep on doing what you're doing. If, however, you find your waist measurement increasing, cycle in that occasional 70% of maintenance day or days to quickly rectify the situation. Those tape measure checks are a great way to keep a bad situation from getting out of hand versus what I did, just fooling yourself by buying bigger clothes or jacking your pants up over your love handles. So I hope that helps, Eric.
Let's go ahead and take a break now, Rob. How about this? We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Michael Hegstrand. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Tranquilogen and Progenidrex. Progenidrex is available at Predator Nutrition. Check them out. And Tranquilogen can be purchased by going to CoachRobRegish.com. Reward the guy who does all the work by answering your questions. In the words of the famous Tootie, who owned Tootie's Bar in New York, Jackie Gleason was once a bartender there. Spend a buck, for crying out loud. We'll be right back.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Meal today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Regish answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. So this comes from Michael Hegstrand. Is it Hegstrand? I don't want to make sure I pronounce his name properly. Michael Hegstrand. He says, I've heard past episodes where you've used ephedrine in no small amounts for 20 years. Care to give us any insights as to why, any side effects that you've noticed, etc.? Also, I'd like to know why it's so tightly restricted. I can tell you why, because it works. I'd like to use more of it, but getting it is such a hassle. Is it really that dangerous?
Yeah, well, I have in fact used a whole lot of ephedrine over the years, pretty much daily, which given its reputation probably just raised some eyebrows. The story behind it, why I use it, continue to use it, and what it does for me, side effects, etc., is something people need to hear. Right. So the year is 1989 or thereabouts. I was looking through an old Muscle Mag International and there was a half page ad, black and white, for something called Dimetadrine 25. It was put out by AST Research. The claims are outlandish, like an instant 5 to 15% increase in strength within minutes of taking it. You know, still the asking price was reasonable. I want to say it was under $15. So I ordered some up. Since I hadn't read much about it, I didn't know much about its synergy with caffeine, and I took it all by its lonesome the first time. The directions said one, but of course I took two 25 milligram pills and headed to the gym. My college roommate was my training partner. He took the same dose. Now, as I'm walking to the gym, I'm noticing things in incredible detail, like every crack on the sidewalk detail. In the gym, it felt like somebody turned the gravity down. I was a lot stronger. So we finished up, headed home, and showered, and we both went to bed. Now, I laid there with my heart feeling like it was pounding out of my chest, and I just rode it out through the night. I didn't sleep a wink, and in the morning afterwards, talking to him, he had the same experience. Over time, we learned how much more powerful it is when you use it with caffeine. And I had many conversations with AST reps about how to dose it. Too many, as it turned out. They thought I was a spy from EAS and they would no longer take my phone calls. As for side effects, the only long-term side effect I've noticed, and I'm still not sure if it's related to it, is benign prostate hypertrophy. You know, it'd be unfair for me to cite all the upsides, and there are many. without citing that one. Now, whether or not that's due to simple aging or not, I don't know. I am convinced it aggravates it, though. Otherwise, it's been a boon to any work in and out of the gym. I lifted heavier. I trained harder. I got more schoolwork done than ever before.
Right.
I'll even clean the house if I'm bored. I have no doubt it helped me graduate college and accomplish other goals too. The biggest benefit, it really jacked up my HDL or good cholesterol levels. Where the top end of the range is usually on my labs in the 40s, 40 about. I've seen it as high as 88 on the Ephedra. Now on the legal status, it is not illegal in the U.S., but they used the 2005 Patriot Act to severely curtail your access to it. Down in the subsection, Combat Methamphetamine Control Act or some such nonsense, they cite the fact that people can only buy X amount, right, from behind the pharmacy every month. You also need to present your license and sign for it. And records of your purchase go into a database somewhere, so just know that. The other option is importing it, of which I believe 7 grams a month is the legal limit. That is a ridiculous amount for anyone, and I always keep it to 6 grams just to stay on the safe side. Most of it comes out of the UK, and that's a smart place to buy from, by the way, because the exchange rate is quite favorable right now. With respect to safety, multiple studies done at both Beth Israel Medical Center, which is an arm of Harvard, Columbia University, and overseas all of them found both ephedrine and ephedra, or mahuang, the herb, safe and effective when used in appropriate dosages. In the case of ephedrine, ephedra, that was 90 milligrams a day, both safe and effective. I hope that helps, Mike.
And that's really where the whole discussion comes from, safe and effective dosing. You have the FDA looking at caffeine anhydrous now because there's idiots out there who overconsumed the stuff and as a result nearly killed themselves. You know, people can drink too much water and die. Are we going to start to put controls on how much water comes out of your tap because of some idiots out there? I mean, the idiots should not create the usage barriers for sensible people. But unfortunately, this is the United States where we have to protect idiots from killing themselves. Dan Zeipel says, I've used and liked all three of your products, Synthogen, Tranquilogen, and especially this new Progenidrex. It seems like you've cracked the code on that one because it's the one product that allows me to gain good weight, meaning muscle. I remember Synthogen came out in 2012, so at that rate, it's a little less than a product a year. My question is, why haven't you done more formulas like other companies?
Well, there are several reasons, Dan, and some of them might shed some light as to what really goes on behind the scenes in this business. First, it takes time to identify a market niche. You know, there are now so many companies with so many products, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. You need a niche product and one that addresses a need. Others don't, or don't work well enough anyway. Second, it takes considerable amount of money to order up the raw ingredients for your idea. Most of the stuff I call for isn't cheap, and taking the time to get it third-party lab tested adds another layer of cost. One of the biggest delays is the lab. I'm going through this right now on a new product. Most labs are very resistant to doing anything new, given the uncertain economy that we're in. Now, add to that the fact their minimum runs are now for 1,000 bottles, not a couple hundred, right, like it used to be, and your expenses go up again. Now throw in the fact that a lot of the ingredients I use aren't quote-unquote stock items, and some labs will act like they're, you know, outright don't know or don't want your business, rather. It's a hassle for them to try and track these ingredients down, particularly when you insist on a source other than China. The good stuff costs, so your expenses just went up again. The single biggest factor, though, in how long it takes to bring a product to market is this: testing. On average, I spend a good year testing products on both myself and others. Now, most companies sit back and see what ingredients are hot right, this month, next month, all right, then they start the process with their desired profit margin. And next, they speculate as to how much of what to put in there, what else might go good with it, and they just order up the cheapest raws they can. See step one, you know, profit margin. These companies do no testing. They're guessing. The vast majority of money is spent, or not spent, on ingredients, quality ingredients, or making sure the product works. It's spent on advertising. I do things a little differently. In fact, a lot differently. Right? On average, it takes 2 years to get to a formula, tweak it, and then make sure it works for the vast majority of people that try it. I also formulate without regard to profit margin. We already know what it's going to be, razor thin, because we put all of our time, money, and effort into the ingredients, and virtually none into the advertising. Of course, you know, my products do work differently, as you're finding out. To me, and the companies I formulate for, that's worth it right there. So yes, it does take a longer time, but most agree, they're worth the wait.
Okay, when we come back, a question from John Kofopoulos. Stay tuned, you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner. Today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. .net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. My co-host, Rob Regish. I'm actually the co-host here because Rob does most of the talking. So, John Kafopoulos says, I'm really fair-skinned and going on vacation soon, hoping to get a tan and not burn this time. What was the name of that product you said helps you tan? I really love the sun, so selfless tanner isn't what I'm looking for. What's selfless tanner? Oh, like tan, spray tan?
I think he means
sunless. Sunless, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so timely question as we turn our attention right to spring and summer. We all want to look our best, and a tan certainly helps. Melanoma rates, though, are skyrocketing, and I had the opportunity to see it firsthand. My girl had it. They caught it early, though, which we're both grateful for. So let's talk about your options. The product you're thinking of is canthaxanthin, which is a carotenoid loosely related to beta carotene. It's naturally present in flamingos, shellfish, and other critters.
Are you suggesting I start eating flamingos, Rob?
Hey, who knows? Maybe they're anabolic.
I know.
No, probably not. Look at their legs.
All right. No. They don't train legs. They just train upper body. They're like everybody else at the gym.
That'll be in my ad copy. All right. It's not approved by the FDA for such purposes as tanning, though, you know, oddly enough. Meanwhile, they find it perfectly acceptable to pinken the salmon at your grocery store with it. Go figure. Canthaxanthin builds up in the translucent layer of your skin, which, when even a modicum of sunshine is added, it turns you golden brown. It can either be loaded at 4 to 8 caps a day for a few weeks, then back down to 2 a day, or gradually build up in your system. You do that by using 1 in the a.m. and 1 in the p.m. It's incredibly effective. It protects your body from the inside out versus the outside in nonsense that the quote-unquote authorities are pushing. Slathering on sunscreen laced with carcinogenic chemicals and blocking vitamin D isn't a smart move, in my opinion. Astaxanthin, which is in Tranquilogen, is also exceptional in this regard, although, to be fair, it doesn't come close to what canthaxanthin can do. For you more adventurous types, there's melatonin.
Melanotan.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's
melanotan.
Okay. Yeah.
We say it my way up in Massachusetts.
That's right, yeah. You pack the car. I got to pack the car. How come you don't have that accent? You don't have that accent at all.
I don't know. Oh, I'm not near Boston.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll focus on that one as I have some experience with it. It was developed at the University of Arizona, and it's a synthetic analog of the naturally occurring melanocortin peptide hormone that's been shown to have both tanning and aphrodisiac effects in preliminary studies. It's an injectable, though, which will probably turn most people off. Nevertheless, it is an impressive chemical. So let's talk about it. 1 milligram a day is the average dose, and it doesn't take long to take effect. Around day 3, you become noticeably darker, especially those parts of your body that are exposed to sunlight. You know, if you're driving around, for example, on a sunny day, and your head and face, if the rest of you is covered, become a lot darker than the rest of your body. Now, with respect to the pro-sexual effects, let's just say they'll be rather obvious. End of the day, you have a lot more and better options than slathering on sunscreen these days. And given the incidence of skin cancer is on the rise, skyrocketing, in fact, you'd be wise to use one of these strategies. You know, avail yourself to it. They're solid. They work.
Okay, here's my 2 cc's on melanotan 2, which is what you should be using, not melanotan 1. 1 milligram is too much. frankly. I think that most people will suffer from severe nausea from 1 milligram. More importantly, any beauty marks that you have will turn black if you use 1 milligram in a single dose. I would opt for a quarter to a half a milligram until you find out how you react to it. Everybody that uses it experiences some mild nausea. Some people more than others. I've tried to understand what it is. I think fair-skinned people seem not to get as nauseous as darker-skinned people just because there's a linkage between how much melanin you have in your skin and the nausea that I've discovered. Yes, the aphrodisiac effects are amazing. They come on very quickly. People who use it will notice a phenomenon called lordosis. Lordosis is when a lot of times right before you're going to have sex, you feel the urge to yawn and stretch. We see this in laboratory animals as well, right before they copulate. You'll notice the urge for lordosis. You'll start feeling like you want to stretch more. This is the onset of the aphrodisiac-like effects. And the nausea can be mitigated. Here's the trick I learned. If you take your shot, whether it's a quarter of a milligram, a half a milligram initially, and then get in the shower. Something about the water hitting the skin, we know that it releases endorphins. The endorphins seem to mitigate the onset of the nausea. You will get out of the shower and notice you are redder, because you get red first before you get dark, but you won't notice the nausea as much. And I've used a lot of Melanotan over my so far experimental life. So I think that these are very, very valid tips right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the milligrams. I tend to start off high and everything. I didn't get any nausea, but that's
well, you're
great,
lucky. You're one of those people. Tip. Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people get nausea from it. And like I said, getting in the shower immediately after the injection will mitigate that. This comes from Jim Longy. I bulked up recently and added a quality 10 to 12 pounds of lean body mass. I did it with very low volume approach, though, and now my work capacity is in the toilet. I transitioned to 5 sets of 5 routine, and wow, I was out of breath by the third set. How can I avoid this mistake in the future? Try a little cardio. What do you think, Rob?
Well, it's also one of the consequences of practicing low volume and HIIT, high intensity training, that one strength discipline for too long at the exclusion of all others brings this kind of stuff on. As you gain in one area, you're going to lose out in so many others. I remember it all too well. At the conclusion of 8 weeks of high intensity training, I had put nearly 100 pounds on my deadlift when I was working with Mensur. And yes, you heard that right, nearly 100 pounds. While all that is going on though, your work capacity is tanking. And most don't even realize it. So let's talk about doing it the right way. Boosting your one rep max or max strength should only be a part of adding lean body mass, never the sole method used. For that, I much prefer using the loading patterns you hear me talking about in the blueprint, which are multi-set programs. I call that alpha strength, and sometimes those are enough to preserve your work capacity, sometimes not. For insurance, we always apply an approach with more mechanical overload after those loading patterns to address what I call beta strength. Further, the rest periods during those sets is always something less than the 3 to 5 minutes we take in between sets for the loading patterns. In fact, I recommend working with 2 minutes rest intervals or less between sets on the beta strength in some cases. What I just described is known as incomplete recovery from set to set, those 2 minute rest intervals, versus full recovery. To ensure your work capacity keeps up with those strength gains, just make sure multiple sets using incomplete recovery always follow your strength work. Problem solved.
Very, very good. We're going to have to defer Justin De Silva's question to next week's Blueprint Power Hour. We'll answer that one first. Is that okay? Question number 7.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because we only have 2 minutes. We're going to take a break early, and then we'll come back with the blueprint tip of the day, which is there's beauty in simplicity. I have to concur. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana banner ad today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hello?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's poppin'.
It's okay. Poppin'.
Yeah.
It's
poppin'.
Welcome back.
Cause if I don't,
Tequila. The blueprint tip of the day, there is beauty and simplicity. There's also happiness and simplicity. Tell us.
Yeah, I took Nicholas Maximus to see his cousins this weekend. So on the way back, we stopped at a Subway sandwich shop for dinner. Now, given the available choices, it was the best I could do. In the course of dinner, he asked me, "Daddy, if I eat more protein, my muscles will grow, right?" I explained it's a little more complex than that, but not much. I said, "Here, son, let me try to break it down for you. First, you need to give your muscles a reason to grow, and you do that by exercising. That sends a message to little construction men inside your muscles to start building. They need bricks, though, and the protein, right, you feed them are the bricks. The last step is you have to give those little men the time they need to finish the job." You know, people are going to say, "Yeah, that's an oversimplification." Maybe. But it gave me pause to really analyze the process to see where so many people are going wrong, and more importantly, how to fix things. I am convinced most guys eat enough protein, probably too much, but that's another topic for another day. I'm talking about our audience here, I'm not Joe Q public. But even given the goal these days of being lean, I'm betting most even get enough calories. That leaves only two areas where things are going awry: training and resting enough. Now, most people are guilty of exercising too frequently and without knowing if they stimulated muscle growth. This is the equivalent of asking those little men to work double shifts, take away their vacation time, and not hold them accountable for getting the job done. Now, Lord knows, I've been guilty of demanding more and more of them. Sooner or later, though, those little men are going to go on strike. Others will trudge on, but they're not going to be very productive. And the rest of them, they just quit and get out of construction altogether. Some even wind up making a career change, and they're out looking for an easier gig. With all that said, here are a few things you can do right now to get the most out of those little men. One, strip your workouts down to compound movements only. Two, train only twice a week for 6 weeks. Set a timer, and after warm-ups, you have just 30 minutes to do the deed. Three, demand the little men do more work every week, given they're down to a one-hour work week now. And finally, four, hold the boss of those little men accountable. They either do more work in those 30 minutes, or the supervisor, that would be you, gets the axe. Management needs to hire a new boss man. Because at the end of the day, if you can't explain how to build muscle to a 9-year-old in a minute or less, you're making it way, way too complicated.
I like that a lot. And by fire the boss, you mean your style of training is flawed. It's not working. Find someone new to help you with it.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a lot of guys that find that difficult because they perceive it as a sign of weakness. It is not. It is a sign of just how much you care about your training and getting results. So if you don't have the answers, that's okay, right? Sometimes I don't have the answers. Get help. I do. You know, when I have a training question, I'm on the line with Wade Johnson, and he's got the answer every time.
What is this note here, how I switched my consumer habits and what it meant for my progress?
You know, that was another Power Hour tip of the day that I started to punch out. But this conversation with my son was really profound. I kept thinking about it and thinking about it, and I thought, you know, this is a great example. Those two lines I read about, you know, first you need to give the muscles a reason to grow. The little men, right, are going to start building then, and then you need to feed them bricks to work with, and then you got to give them some time to finish
the
job.
And the time not only is the workout itself, but the time off, because if you're pushing them harder and harder for that hour to produce more, then you need to let them go home and rest too.
Yeah, and if they don't, if you don't give them that time, some of them will drop dead on the spot.
Yeah, which is actually the analogy for all of a sudden you stop making gains and all of a sudden you start losing gains, and which we see that in people who are severely overtrained.
Amen. I have been there, done that, never going back. The guys that do take my advice see gains like they only read about. And later on, they thanked me. They said, you know, if you hadn't all but made me do that, I would have never done it. Because it's counterintuitive.
It really is an interesting concept. Reducing something down to the simplest way that you can convey the message to somebody is really an ideal way to crystallize and understand something. Because too many of us are so impressed with our own vocabulary. And we want to show everybody else that we know these words and we understand the science, that when we do try to help somebody, they're looking at us and shaking their head. And in their head, they're going, this is nonsense. I can't figure this out. I'm not even going to. And they don't want to ask you, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by this? Because they don't want to seem like they don't get it. So they just nod their head and they walk away and they change nothing. And you've given them nothing worthwhile at all.
Yeah, if you have a son or daughter, or even a nephew or a niece, try this. Try this. If they don't understand it, then something's wrong. If, on the other hand, they do understand it, then you've done a great job crystallizing your strategy, and then executing it becomes a breeze.
And let's face it, we talk about it all the time, that the average American is really not that, for lack of better terms, intelligent, let's just say, right? And if your mission is really to help contribute, there's a study up on SuperHumanRadio.com right now talking about the actual impact, that global impact of type 2 diabetes. It's unbelievable. We are going to crush not just the country, but the world under the weight of chronic illness associated with type 2 diabetes. And if you're not self-serving about this, You're not just trying to influence your little community, but actually expand the community by enlisting new followers into this message. You have to say things in a way that the average person gets it. Really, they go, oh, I understand now, without all the complexity and showing off your vocabulary. So if your mission is truly to have a greater impact than just your little family or nucleus, you've got to dumb it down, quite frankly. And that's a great example. If you can't explain it to a 9-year-old or a 12-year-old, then you are making it way too complicated. I love that.
Yeah, it really is true. You know, if they get it, you'll get it. If they don't, you won't.
I love it. So what did Nicholas say after you had this discussion with him about the little men and the building blocks and time off and all that sort of stuff?
You know, he launched into a bunch of questions.
So that's the first sign that somebody gets it, folks. If they have no questions, they're like, oh, okay, thanks. They didn't hear anything you said.
He was interested in it. He asked me questions like, how hard do the little men work? How do you make them work harder? And then I explained the problem with asking them to work too much. I said, it's like dad, mommy and daddy ask you to do chores. If we made you do chores 24/7, you wouldn't be a happy camper, would you? And he shook his head. He says, no, daddy.
Yeah. This is brilliant. You know what? And this is how books need to be written as well. If you really want to reach the mainstream and help them, they have to be written in a way, using lots of analogies, reducing things. I mean, I personally, on this show, I try to hold the information to a high standard because I want people to expand their knowledge. I want them to expand their vocabulary. But the way you do that is you explain the word. You know what I mean? If a scientist says, well, this produces apoptosis, I usually stop them and say, apoptosis is planned cell death. Every cell has an expiration date on it, right? And he'll go, and then people go, oh, so now you've taught them a new word. And because I'm all about expanding knowledge. I think people can be smarter and you don't have to dumb it down all the time. But I think to get them to invest attention in the first place, you've got to be able to let them understand the stuff. and then slowly feed them a larger vocabulary and help them become more intelligent about it. Because everybody wants to show off their intelligence. Everybody does. I don't care who they are.
Yeah, well, the goal should be, if you have an hour conversation with somebody and you're imparting your knowledge and wisdom, they should be able to walk away with a one or a two-liner that crystallizes your point.
Rob Regish, CoachRobRegish.com is the website. You can go there and learn about all of his products, including his knowledge products, which are the Blueprint 2.0, 3.0, and Meteoric. If you don't have if you're superintendent is falling down on the job, let Rob be your superintendent and job foreman by buying one of the Blueprint books. Also, check out the products there. Tranquilogen and Progenidrex is available at Predator Nutrition. I know they're in the UK, but they ship to the United States. It's not expensive, and it's very, very quick. Rob, thank you, as always, for all the hard work you put into this show every Tuesday. And quite frankly, here's an interesting fact. I'm leaving town tomorrow to go to Montana to do a live remote on Friday. So we are ending the week on Tuesday, and next week we begin on Tuesday. So I'll be live on the air, other than Friday from Montana, I'll be live on the air again with Rob for next Tuesday's Blueprint Power Hour, where we will answer, was it Justin DeSilva? His question.
Michelle Heber. We got
We just got one from Michelle Heber. We'll answer those both on next week's Blueprint Power Hour. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you why natural cocoa may be required to prevent and reverse heart disease. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Muscle gains, freak maker build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak maker build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We always hear about the benefits of cocoa. And another recent study titled Natural Cocoa Consumption, Potential to Reduce Arteriogenic Factors was just published by my next guest, Dr. Brian McFarland. How are you doing, Dr. McFarland?
Great. Thanks for having me on today.
So the only thing I'm worried about this research is, you know, we're going to hear on Good Morning America, Hershey bars could prevent heart attacks because they always get the wrong message from these studies. And that's why I like to have the actual authors on the show to talk about this type of stuff and make sure it's clear for everybody. Describe the design of your study, please.
Yeah, so the I guess a little background just about what we attempted to do when we set out to do this study is there is a pretty significant volume of published research that's looked at natural cocoa, or what most people commonly refer to as dark chocolate, and its effects that it has on vascular health. The most common measurement that's made in the literature is a measurement of vascular function that's called flow-mediated dilation. And essentially, it's a measure of how well the blood vessels respond to changes in blood volume. So it's a functional measure of how well your blood vessels are controlling blood pressure. And what we set out to do was just expand upon that area of research and look at other measures that have the potential to predict disease risk. In this case, we were looking at atherosclerotic risk factors. And what we did as we set out to do this study is we figured out, and really inherently, natural cocoa, or as I said, most people refer to it as dark chocolate, in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing. There's actually quite a bit of bioactive nutrients in it that are really helpful for you to, in general for health, that fall in the category of dietary polyphenols.
Right.
The primary things that are in the product we used are catechins and epicatechins, which again are dietary polyphenols. They're in the same family of biomolecules as resveratrol that's in red wines, and as curcuminoids, which are found in turmeric spice.
And green tea, right? Don't green teas
yeah,
also?
Green teas and black teas. Yeah, there's lots of different dietary sources of these things. So what we set out to do was we wanted to increase the individual's daily consumption of catechins and epicatechins, but we wanted to make sure we did it in such a way that we didn't change the caloric intake of the individual. Because the big, real controversial area of this type of research would be, in general, we know that to consume the amount of dietary polyphenols that's needed from chocolate sources, you'd have to eat so many chocolate bars that you'd probably end up gaining a considerable amount of weight, and we wanted to avoid that. So what we actually used in this study was a bar that was designed in a laboratory, and the bar was designed in such a way that it had the equivalent of about, it'd be the equivalent catechin or epicatechin concentration of what you might get from 8 dark chocolate bars, but without the calories of 8 dark chocolate bars.
How did you do that? I mean, for instance, we talk about chocolate bars, and then we talk about raw cocoa or cacao.
Yeah.
Is it simple enough just to get the raw, fairly unrefined powder of cocoa that has no sugar added? It's the only thing it does have is the natural volatile oil still in it, and use that?
Yeah, you could potentially do that. The main thing that we learned from this study is that the taste, the actual eating experience you get from consuming the bar is not a very pleasant experience.
Right, I know. It's very bitter, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's very bitter. There's not a lot of sugar in it to cut the flavor. The disclaimer, of course, I should give to before I get going too far here is this project was funded by the Hershey Company. And so they paid for the research to be done. They didn't pay me to do the research. They actually gave a grant to the university that I work for.
Right. Okay.
But with that said, I don't work for Hershey, and they never pressured me in any way to have outcomes in a certain way or anything like that.
Right, right.
But they did fund the work because they are interested in using dark chocolate and natural cocoa products to benefit health.
Cool. Okay.
And so which to me says
that this is not some obscure, hard to get your hands on cocoa, because obviously Hershey's using it, so that's great.
The main thing that they actually, in the process of developing the bars that were used in this study, they actually helped me quite a bit understand just the process of producing different kinds of chocolate. And in general, there's a process called dutching that's used by chocolate manufacturers. That's what they use to make milk chocolate.
Right.
And when you dutch the chocolate, that actually, it's a heating process. It actually destroys all of the polyphenols that are in the chocolate.
Interesting.
So what you end up with is, for instance, like milk chocolate, it tastes really good, but it has very few bioactive components in it. And so actually the bars that we used as our treatment and our placebo bars, they were designed by the dietitians at Hershey and then manufactured by one of their partners.
This is really exciting. You know, I'm actually quite excited about this because very, very often we see research, but actually to take action upon it is limited. Mm-hmm. But if they really do introduce a bar that meets these standards, you know, I'm buying them.
Yeah, well, and they've gone a little bit further. So my study, the study that they funded of mine, was one of their first studies where it was really this attempt to get this massive amount of dark chocolate polyphenols into the diet without a significant calorie portion. And so in it being their first attempt to do that, they actually learned quite a bit about how to actually standardize and produce a product. And one of the things they recently came back and told me was that they actually have some other studies they're funding right now from other investigators. Obviously, I'm not privy to what those are.
Right.
But from the study that we did with them, they learned that there's actually a better way to standardize the drink. And basically what they've, instead of using a bar going forward, they actually have a standard placebo and essentially dark chocolate powder drink that they use.
Very cool.
They've basically refined the delivery method. I mean, it's my assumption that at some point in time their goal would be to make a commercial product, but I don't know.
You're not on that side of the discussion.
No,
sure.
I don't, and I don't have anything to do with, I'm not in sales or marketing or anything like that. I'm just, my interest is solely in the scientific outcomes.
So they came up with a single bar, or it was four bars?
It was one bar.
Wow.
It was one bar. I can actually, let me see if I can
Which produced 12.7 grams of natural cocoa, is that right?
That's correct, yep.
That seems like a small amount of cocoa, too.
Yeah, let me see.
Although cocoa, I know if the oils are rendered out of it, it's very, very light and fluffy, so it may be a lot more. Why did you choose women for this group?
So the one thing that we weren't sure about when we designed this study was we weren't exactly sure how much of effect there would be, and we also weren't sure whether or not there'd be a gender effect.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the majority of research that's done nowadays, we kind of expect that there is some sort of gender difference.
Yes, absolutely.
We usually blame it on gender-different hormones,
right.
Estrogens and testosterone, but it's actually more complicated than that.
Right, because those hormones also influence microbiota in the gut, which could play a big role.
Yeah, they affect a whole lot of different, a whole host of different things.
Yeah.
And then there's just physical differences beyond hormonal differences between men and women. And so as we set out to design the study, we basically had to make a choice. We did not have enough funding to do a study that would be equally powered to detect gender differences.
Okay.
So we set out to do a study, and we said, okay, we really need to find a way to limit the gender effect. And the easiest way we felt to do that was to select a gender. And then to take that one step further, if you look at the scientific literature even today, the majority of the literature still is only focusing on using male subjects.
Yeah, I know. Pesky hormones of estrogen.
Yeah, scientists can say whatever they want to say about why they selected a specific gender. The reality is, and I can say this as a scientist, is most of the time you select men because they're easier to work with. You don't have to balance things based on their cycles and making sure hormones match up and all of these things.
Gotcha.
So we opted not to take that route as we often do. We opted just to say, look, women still traditionally are understudied. And so if we have to select a gender, that's the gender we're going to select.
Now you put these women on an isocaloric diet. Was the diet slightly hypocaloric compared to, or was it designed to be a maintenance diet? And if that was the case, were they all exactly the same size?
Well, we recruited different women that fit different categories.
Mm.
So we recruited women that were of normal body weight, over body weight, or obese body weight based on BMI.
Right.
That was our initial recruitment criteria, and you can definitely, if you look at the trends, you can definitely argue the merits of using BMI to make those criteria determinations. But we also did some additional follow-up once we had them in the lab. So we actually did what's called a DEXA scan. We did a whole body DEXA scan. It gives you the whole body fat percentage, and we use that to just confirm what we had already classified according to BMI.
Excellent. That's a step that a lot of scientists don't take. They just go strictly from BMI, so I applaud you on that one. Because lean body mass changes everything.
I can definitely tell you, during our screening, we had subjects who we felt like fit in a certain category, and then we looked at their body fat, and their body fat suggested they would be in a different category.
Yeah, because we have a number of people out there today who were considered skinny fat. You know, they fit a certain size, but when you look at them, they're carrying a lot of body fat. Yeah,
and I think the most extreme was we had a few subjects who they were of a normal BMI, so their BMI was about 19 or 20, and when we scanned them on the DEXA machine, they had like about 48% body fat.
Yeah.
So about half their body weight was fat, but technically, according to the standard, they were of normal body weight.
Oh, no, so I applaud you. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, this is much more meaningful now. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, because you really have to do that. I mean, if you want to have a really good subject population, you really have to do that.
So otherwise, you
end up with people who you look at their response, you say, wow, that seems odd relative to the other people in their group. And then as you explore them more, you start to figure out, you know, there's something you've missed.
Yeah. And this is why sometimes the results are confusing and confounding.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about what they got. One group got some cocoa, the other group did not, and what the outcome was. We're talking right now with Dr. Brian McFarland. We're talking about how cocoa, natural cocoa consumption, could potentially affect heart disease in a positive fashion. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
This girl on my talk, oh, she a go make me run. When me poppy talk, she poppy.
That's for our German-speaking audience overseas. We have a lot of listeners in Austria and Germany. It's amazing. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Brian McFarland. We're talking about how cocoa could be good for the heart, but not just any cocoa. So you have to really listen to this, okay? Because this is an area where too many people get it wrong. They go, oh, cocoa's good for me. Let me down 30 bars tonight. It's good for my heart. No. So let's talk about the different diets. One group got 12.7 grams of this natural cocoa.
So let me interject here,
please.
Real quick. So the design, the design of this study is kind of we use what's called a gold standard double-blind placebo crossover design.
Right.
So every subject completed both conditions.
Right. That with a 2-week washout. That way you could actually see if there was something unique with one group that wasn't accounted for.
Yes. Yeah, so all subjects in the study completed both the cocoa and the placebo conditions, and we also randomized the order of the conditions. So half the subjects completed the placebo, then the cocoa condition, and the other half completed the cocoa, then the placebo.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And that type of randomizing of order is really important to just making sure you have solid quality results, because a lot of times studies, they don't use that randomization, and what ends up happening is they do the placebo, and then they do the treatment, then the placebo, or vice versa. And then you get a carryover effect from the previous condition that affects the results.
Interesting. So what did they eat each day?
So that's the thing that I think is the most exciting about what we did, because what we wanted to do was we wanted to add something to their diet, but we didn't want to change anything about their current diet. So we basically tested them. We had them fill out surveys tracking their weight history for us, and we used people that were weight stable. We looked at what they were eating, and we tracked that, but we didn't ask them to change what they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we just asked them to eat exactly what they were normally already eating, habitually eating. We just asked them to add this to their diet.
Wow, that is exciting.
And I think it's pretty telling that the changes we observed that were significant, the significant changes we observed.
What were the markers that you looked at?
So we picked out some, based on the literature, we picked out some biomarker outcomes that have been previously linked to disease risk changes. Then we also used some additional measurements that we're able to make in our lab, and one of the particular measurements that we made that actually was significantly changed is a measure called endothelial microparticles. And what these are is essentially the endothelial cells, they line the inside of your blood vessels. It's what allows the inside of your blood vessels to have a smooth surface that allows blood to move friction-free through your body.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing we know is that under certain conditions, specifically people that are at risk of developing atherosclerosis, there is damage done to the endothelial wall, and it causes pieces of the endothelial cells to break off into circulation. You can measure those in the laboratory if you have a certain kind of technique available to you. And so we basically validated a technique for measuring the presence of these particles in circulation, and we found that when obese subjects consumed the natural cocoa without changing anything about their body weight, we could actually reduce the amount of microparticles they have in circulation. And so what we take that to mean, what we interpret that to mean, is that it's actually that's representative of an improvement in disease risk outcomes, because these microparticles, what they actually do is they bind to platelets in an unintended way, and they form these masses that allow other cells that contribute to plaque accumulation to bind to the endothelial wall. And so these particles, and specifically the concentration of them in circulation, has pretty significant implications when it comes to the formation of arterial plaques.
So are those the heptaglobins? Is that what that is?
No, heptaglobin is actually another biomarker. It's actually an inflammatory biomarker.
Okay.
There's actually a whole class of proteins that are called acute phase proteins. They're actually produced by the liver in response to an inflammatory challenge, and haptoglobin is one of those acute phase proteins. It's actually one that most people haven't probably even heard of.
I've never heard of it, because I looked at that and I thought, gee, I wonder what this has to do with hemoglobin, you know, because we know hematocrit is a measure of the thickness of the blood, and I was just wondering what haptoglobin
is. Yeah, and it doesn't have anything to do with that. So the class of proteins, like I said, these proteins are called acute phase proteins. There's another member of this family that people have very, usually if you say the name of this one, everybody's heard of this one. The other one that gets all the media attention is C-reactive protein.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So right. It's in the same class as C-reactive protein. It has a little bit less potent effect than C-reactive protein. But actually, in this study, we also measured C-reactive protein. We didn't find a change in C-reactive protein. So we found this change, though, in haptoglobin, and that's kind of, you know, like I said, it's an acute phase protein. Traditionally, it's elevated when people have elevated inflammation. And we did find a reduction in haptoglobin with the subjects in the highest body weight group. But I think the thing that's worth noting is that those subjects had elevated haptoglobin relative to overweight or normal weight subjects. And we slightly reduced it, but we did not reduce it to the level of a normal weight individual.
I gotcha.
So certainly the effects of cocoa in that particular outcome were very modest.
How quickly were the onset of these changes seen? How frequently did you test over the 4 weeks that they were getting the cocoa?
We actually only did a single measurement at the end.
Okay.
So we did a baseline just to confirm where they were when we started the supplementation, and then we did a single measurement at the end. And the other thing we did, too, with our measurements, that's, again, something I think it's pretty important that's often missed in clinical studies of this nature, is when we made our measurements, it's very important that the subjects were fasted for a specific amount of time when we make the measurements, because the consumption of a meal affects some of these things as well. So one thing we did is every time a subject came in to give a blood sample, we would take that blood sample before we did any analytical measures on it, and we'd test the blood glucose concentration.
Did you see a relationship with the blood glucose levels and the outcome?
No, because actually all the subjects that were in our study, that was another of our exclusion factors. We actually excluded participants who had diabetes or diabetic-like symptoms,
right,
or had known cardiovascular disease. So if somebody expressed interest in being in the study, but they actually had been to their doctor and their doctor diagnosed them with cardiovascular disease or diabetes, we excluded them from participation.
What about pre-diabetes? What if they just had, you know, moderately elevated blood sugar levels, but they weren't classified as type 2 diabetic?
We also excluded them.
Okay, good. All right, let's do this. Hold on to that thought just a second. Let's take a break. I'll let you finish your thought on the other side, and sure. I've got more questions. We're talking right now with Dr. Brian McFarlane about how cocoa could protect you from developing plaque and heart disease. This is really interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base? Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Brian McFarland. We're talking about how cocoa, natural cocoa, could be a good thing for you if you're worried about developing plaque. So we were talking about the different markers that you were measuring, and I kind of cut you off there. So let's go with this. So all of these markers improved, but also didn't I read somewhere where HDL improved as well?
Yeah, that was the thing that was an interesting, kind of an interesting and unexpected outcome, was that we had this improvement in the HDL cholesterol, which, as we kind of know, I mean, well, we've known for a while, we've called the cholesterol as good and bad cholesterol. HDL is generally believed to be the good cholesterol. We've learned over the years there's a little bit more to what happens with the body than just changes in cholesterol. But in general, it does appear that at least in this particular model, we had a transient improvement in cholesterol.
So,
which should definitely be considered a beneficial adaptation.
So when the groups washed out and switched over, you saw exactly these same results, right? I mean, this was not, again, this was not unique to one set up, one group.
No.
And they didn't change anything about the way they were eating, which we know that most people are probably eating, you know, the standard American diet. And as a result of that, you know, they're eating very, very pro-inflammatory foods. They're eating foods that contribute to the development of plaque, that increased thrombotic index, which directly affects what you were talking about before, about these little particles that float around the bloodstream. And the cocoa powder seemed to mitigate a lot of that.
It does appear, like I said, I mean, there's a couple of things, you know, there's a couple of disclaimers to the study itself. Obviously, this is only a 4-week study. We only measured the response at the conclusion of the 4 weeks of consuming the product. We didn't make any additional measures beyond that point. Other than you can see, so as I described the design of the study. Some people actually, some of the subjects did the cocoa condition before the placebo condition.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have the two-week washout period. And the thing that's interesting about that is when we went back and kind of looked at those subjects who did the cocoa condition first, the observed changes that we had were pretty much gone after 2 weeks.
So the implication is that once you stop doing this, the benefits seem to go away.
Exactly. So it appears that if this is something that we're going to use, you have to incorporate it on a regular basis.
But that seems fair to understand. That doesn't seem like a problem, because let's face it, if you're taking a drug or a supplement and it has this purported effect, and you stop taking it, you can't expect that purported effect to continue on after you stop taking it.
No, I mean, and that's the case. You know, it's certainly the case with any kind of dietary bioactive component that we look at, is we know that it takes a certain amount of time to get it into circulation at an elevated level, and then you have to keep taking it to continue at that level. I mean, it's no different than when you look at a lot of the research that's being done with probiotics right now.
Right.
The probiotics aren't something you just take periodically. You really have to take them continuously to get the effect.
But see, I see a great benefit to that, right? You know, things that you just have to take for a short period of time, and they have an effect that lasts for a long time, is not good if you happen to be one of the people who has an adverse reaction to that.
Yep.
And you know, let's face it. You know, back in the day, chromium became all the rage because people were saying, well, you know, it helps GLUT4 transport and it'll make you leaner and makes you more sensitive to insulin and blah, blah, blah. So people were taking chromium in the form of chromium picolinate every single day for years. And here's a special note to those people. You retain chromium for literally decades.
Yep.
It's like,
yep,
once you reach the critical mass, stop taking it. So I wouldn't want to take something that's going to stick around too long. I like that idea. What was the cocoa powder that was used in this research organic?
I don't have the specifics of that. I don't know that it was. I don't have the specifics of the sourcing of where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was to protect in some ways so that we didn't know too much about what we were actually evaluating. And the other thing is kind of unique about this study, and some researchers will do this, and most researchers will not, because the thought of it is terrifying to them. But we actually did not know the conditions that were in the study. Like, we were provided the bars by the company, by Hershey, who made them. We were provided them. They were color-coded. We weren't told which was which. And we did this study took about 6 or 8 months to complete. And we did not know at any point during the study what the two conditions. We knew there was two conditions. We didn't know which condition was which. And it wasn't until we finished all of our data analysis and sent a raw data report to them that they actually came back to us and said, okay, this color was this condition, this color was that condition.
Who handled the statistical analysis?
We did all of the statistical analysis in-house.
Okay. That's got to be scary from a researcher's standpoint.
Yeah. But I think it does add some level of
blinding. It's
of
like
blinding
a, yeah.
to the study, because when you do studies where, so for instance, I mean, we do also do studies in our lab where we have the blinding done in-house. But to do that, we actually have to go and pull somebody else that's not part of our lab group and have them do the blinding.
Right.
Because, again, and it's not that you would intentionally introduce bias into the study.
No, but
could,
people
you
will
could,
chal-
you
people
could
will chal- yeah.
Yeah, but introduce bias.
But also peers may challenge that. You know,
yep.
Let's face it. You publish a good study and nothing underhanded was done, and the research comes out in a certain way in favor of, let's say, and then peers are quick to say, well, you know, you guys knew this, you were looking for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's almost like to do it where you're beyond reproach. You have to take these steps.
Yeah, and there was a study, I'd have to find the actual study, but I think it was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's actually a really good study because it was written by a bunch of editors, and it kind of laid out how scientists like myself could work with industry partners to do important research that, frankly, our government won't fund.
Right.
And how we can do that in an ethical way that maintains the integrity of the science. Because the other unfortunate thing as a scientist is a lot of times if you go out and you work, you're willing to do work with industry partners who are clearly not limited in the way that the federal government is limited, then that's looked negatively upon.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm guilty of that.
Individuals like myself who may then subsequently apply to the NIH, for instance, to get funding for research, we would actually look down upon because we actually took money from an industry partner to fund some research that we were interested in.
And I'm guilty of being one of those snobs who says, oh, well, you know, of course, the manufacturer that that paid for the study benefits from the research. And somehow, to me, the gravity of the results is skewed, in my opinion. So
yeah,
I can understand that.
Yeah, and I think you have to, I mean, it goes a lot deeper than that. You have to really look at what the objective of the company is. So we're a little bit unique, I think, because I'm always very interested. I'm always involved in the contract negotiations that happen between the companies sponsoring the work and the university that I work for. And there's a couple things that I don't ever agree to in contracts. One of those things is I never agree to any kind of terms where I am not allowed to do what I want to with the data. So the data is what it is, and when we do a study, people have to understand that if you're going to partner with us to do the study, we are publishing the findings.
So regardless of what the findings are,
regardless of what they are, we are publishing them. Now, we obviously have things in there, like, for instance, if we were publishing a study and the company had a product that we used, they have a right to look at the publication before it's sent for peer review, just to note that we've reported the catalog number of their product correctly or we described their product correctly. But they can't do things like say, well, we don't really like these findings. We don't want them included.
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way.
I like it.
That doesn't lead any integrity to what you did. So as a scientist, it is my obligation to the scientific community to publish and disseminate all findings that I have, significant or not.
And also, let's be frank here. So I get it that Hershey's may capitalize on this and produce a bar that meets these standards, and I would welcome that to be able to just buy that. But this doesn't mean that other cocoa manufacturers and purveyors couldn't build on this research as well.
That's correct.
So this is good for the industry and it's good for the consumer as well, regardless of who's involved. Let's do this. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I've got a couple questions for you. I'm going to ask you what, if anything, really surprised you about this research that you kind of scratched your head and said, wow, I didn't expect to see that. And also what you want both consumers and clinicians to take away from this research. We're talking right now with Dr. Brian McFarland about how cocoa is good for your heart. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free.
One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Brian McFarlane about how cocoa powder can reduce the risks of plaque development in your arteries. Let's face it. You know, everybody's talking about this. Arteriosclerosis is nothing to fool around about. And if just eating one of these cocoa bars a day could reduce the risk of that, who wouldn't do it? I mean, this is a no-brainer. So, obviously, you know, as you discussed in this, in the last segment, you were very, very blinded about a lot of this stuff. So, was there anything when you finally looked at the outcome of this that you scratched your head and went wow, I did not expect to see that?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing was I was fairly skeptical about the ability of natural cocoa polyphenols to exert these kind of actions in a very transient way. And I think the general consensus, if you look at the literature, is that it's not always completely consistent as to what you find. And so what we found is, I think, kind of surprising in the sense that we measured quite a bit of different, we measured quite a few things. And of those few things, we did find some things that changed. The thing that was interesting to me, so we've actually looked in other instances at, in particularly, these endothelium microparticles. The other context that we've looked at them in is how they change after you eat certain kinds of food.
Right.
And so, I mean, for instance, we've done studies where we've had people eat foods that are very high in fat. So, for instance, eating a whole bunch of pizza or eating a hamburger and fries. And in a couple hours after eating a meal of that nature, we can get significant elevations in these endothelium microparticles.
Quite frankly, I talked about this phenomenon on the show many years ago. You'll have people who will go to a wedding or a bar mitzvah, mm-hmm. and they'll eat and indulge in very, 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 very fatty, rich foods. And that night, they're in the ER with a heart attack. And this is very, very common, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly can. And the thing that you would, the kind of the assumption that we made when we recruited people for this study is we made the assumption that, and it's not completely unfounded based on what we know about people's eating habits, is that we kind of made the assumption that the people in the highest weight groups, the highest levels of BMI and body fat,
right.
they would most likely have been that way because they were eating these kinds of foods on a habitual basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we expected to see elevated microparticles, which is what we saw with respect to the different breakdowns of the groups. And we did find at baseline that the obese subjects had higher EMP levels than the overweight subjects and the normal weight subjects. We completely expected that to be the case. What we did not expect to happen, though, was we didn't expect to be able to reduce those levels. And I think this is pretty telling because if you remember, we didn't ask the people to change their dietary habits.
Right.
So we make the assumption that they continued to eat, you know, we have diet logs to confirm it, but they continued to eat these same high-fat foods they were eating. And just by incorporating this polyphenol into their diet, it effectively blunted the effects of the food.
So imagine if they changed their diet and added this.
Exactly. So one of the purposes we set out to originally do this study is it's actually kind of an interesting area of work, and there's not a lot of people, unfortunately, working in this area, is, you know, we know that the most effective way to reduce disease risk in someone that's very heavy is to reduce their body weight. But the other thing we know is that if you look at the patterns of people that go on weight loss diets, very few people maintain the weight they lose. Most people, they lose weight, and then they gain at least some portion of the weight back, and then they lose more weight, and they gain more weight back. And it's this lifelong challenge of cycling between a high body weight and a lower body weight.
Well, quite frankly, part of that is because as a society, we work in the wrong directions to lose weight. People don't put enough value in the acquisition of lean body mass and the reduction in body fat. They just
exactly.
go, oh, the scale's going down. I'm happy. Well, if you're losing 50% of your weight in muscle, your resting metabolic rate is going down. Your baseline caloric intake just reduced. So when you stop the diet and you start eating normally, you're going to get fat again.
Yeah, well, and the other problem, just in general with weight loss in this country and in most developed countries, is that we don't really have any clue. Most people don't really have a clue how to do that. So they think the way you lose weight is that you go on Weight Watchers for 6 weeks, or you go on the Slim Fast diet for 6 weeks, or any of these kind of caloric restriction type diets. And then they think that once they've lost the weight they've lost, they can just go back to doing what they're doing
right.
and they'll be fine.
Right.
But if they do that, they just gain the weight back. So it's not a matter of selecting a weight loss diet. It's a matter of selecting a diet that is going to result in habitual changes in your habits.
Right, not just for 6 months. Exactly.
No,
exactly.
They have to be permanent changes in your habits. Yeah. Does that mean that you can never eat desserts again? No, it does not mean that. And actually, realistically, if we put people on a diet that involved them never being able to eat the foods they normally like to eat again, they won't adhere to it. So what we were really interested in a bigger plan, is we're really interested in bioactive nutrients that are found in commonly available foods that you could incorporate into your diet that would mitigate some of those changes that might happen during weight regain. So ideally, the thing that would be very interesting to do would be to take this cocoa product and use it in a weight loss intervention, and then have the people continue to take it and just let them go back to eating what they normally eat. And you would suspect they would gain some weight back, but presumably by including something like this in their diet during that period of weight regain, they may have a less of a regain of disease risk.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned that the pharmaceutical agenda is going to capture this data and they're going to start working in a lab to synthesize some unique patentable molecules in isolation and produce a drug that is going to promise to do what eating the better choice, which would be the whole cocoa. Do you think that's a reality?
I wouldn't be shocked if that isn't already happening.
Yeah, I see. And what people don't realize is some of these components. There's a lot going on here that the good doctor could not test for. There's symbiotic relationships, and there is benefits of all, the entire cocoa, if you will. And you lose that once you start isolating for this and that, quite frankly.
Yeah, and it's complicated, but there's a lot to biostatistics techniques,
right,
where people can go in and they can say, okay, this particular compound has 25 actual compounds within it, and you can do analysis to tell you which of those compounds is most likely exerting the action. But the thing that those analyses never take into account is what you just described, in that when you go and pull one piece out of a bigger response, that it affects the effectiveness of the whole process. And so, yeah, I mean, I certainly you could probably argue there's a way to create a synthetic form of something, of the active components of what we use, but it's not ever going to be as effective as the whole.
I agree completely. Do you eat more cocoa now?
I actually already ate. Mostly I just ate it for when I was giving myself a treat periodically for eating well. But
right.
I eat dark chocolate fairly often.
Yeah, so do I.
But it kind of just gave me further incentive to even shift the scale further to the side when I actually pick the dark chocolate I eat. And actually, I've gotten to where I pick the dark chocolates, the really bitter ones, to eat now.
Yeah.
Because I know that they have more of these particular compounds in it that
like the lint, 90% or 99%.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff is great. It's like eating raw coffee beans to me. That's
it's an acquired taste. I mean, certainly if you have somebody who's been eating like milk chocolate their whole life and you give them that, they're like, ooh, what
is
this?
Yeah, right.
This does not taste good. It's an acquired taste, but I mean, I think it's still a good taste to it.
What do you think, what do you hope that both lay people and clinicians take away from this most recent research?
Just that we need to continue to explore things that are commonly available in our diet that have health benefits.
Yeah.
I think the tendency of our society, and it certainly hasn't gotten any better with healthcare reform, is we're still a pill pusher society.
Right.
In that we go to the doctor and we don't really want to change in our life what's causing the problem. We just want the pill to fix it.
Right. Or actually, what I've said on this show for 10 years is that we go to the doctor so that he gives us a pill that mitigates the symptoms so we can continue to go on and live broken lives, but just not know about it.
Yeah.
Not be annoyed by it anymore.
pretty much.
And the analogy I give is, it's like if you're in your house and your smoke detector goes off, instead of fleeing, you say, hey, take the battery out. I want to finish watching this TV show.
It's unfortunately, it's kind of it's the nature of our society, is that we are too busy to actually take care of ourselves.
We
would rather just have somebody give us something, and the thing that's always funny to me, at least as the more I've learned about scientific research over my career, is that I used to make the assumption when I was younger that the medications that were being prescribed to me were completely safe.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And the reality is that the way the testing system works, yeah, they do all the different clinical trials, but the reality is that you're participating in a clinical trial.
Yep.
Ongoing. It seems like every so often there's something that comes out. Oh, this drug's being pulled off the market because it actually caused all these problems.
Vioxx. Can anybody say Vioxx?
Yep.
Listen, Dr. McFarland, it's really a pleasure having you on the show,
yes,
and I hope
you.
That
thank
we,
you so
we
much.
Can have you on again sometime.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It was great. Thank you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And the next time you hear my voice, I'll be in Billings, Montana, and we'll see you then.